Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly cloudy skies expected, with fog and spots early today, with daytime highs approaching 58. Mainly cloudy tonight, 42. 62 tomorrow, mainly cloudy. Low 50s Friday, with showers likely. Upper 50s, a mix of clouds and sun, Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Two people were taken to the hospital after a three-car collision that happened last night on the east side of Manhattan. The crash happened around 6:45 p.m. Riley County police officers found a 2014 Ford Focus that failed to yield on a left-hand turn lane, resulting in a collision with a 2015 Chrysler 200. The Chrysler ran into a 2016 Toyota Corolla as it attempted to stop. Two people were taken to a local hospital for treatment of their injuries. A former 2024 Kansas Congressional District 2 candidate has been sentenced after facing charges from an investigation into an alleged interference with the judicial process. Michael A. Ogle of Topeka was arrested on Thursday, November 21st by the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office. He has been sentenced to 3 years in jail. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and if the recent storms have damaged your home, there's only one place to call, Burwell Roofing and Construction. They have been a trusted roofer for over 25 years in the state of Kansas and will help you with any damage by working with your insurance company, giving you an honest and fair estimate, and using quality materials and labor to make sure your house is back to satisfaction. After a storm, there are a lot of roofing companies that come in from out of state looking to make a quick buck at your expense. Don't let that happen. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today or go online at burwellconstruction.com.
Why do winners play at Seven Clans Casinos? The numbers don't lie. From Wichita to Texas, Seven Clans has the only certified loose casino, as verified by Strictly Slots Magazine. That's why winners play here. Plus, use your Seven Clans rewards card for even more perks and offers. It's official. Seven Clans Casinos have the area's only certified loose slots.
The Topeka Planning Commission voted to move forward with making changes to Topeka's municipal code regarding duplexes, triplexes, and quadplexes in single-family districts on Monday. The Planning Commission voted to approve changes to the Topeka's municipal code, Title 18, to allow two-family and multifamily properties in single-family zones under certain conditions. The commission voted to move forward with an option that would allow duplexes, triplexes, and quadplexes under the conditional use permits. Guidelines included considerations for the number of units in a subdivision or block. The Midwest Energy Board of Directors has approved an average 5.4% annual increase in residential customer electric rates each year for 3 years. It was decided during a meeting on Monday. The rate change will take effect on February. The utility proposed the rate change to raise funds for infrastructure improvements. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Legendary toughness made tougher. At Mike's OK Tire, get exclusive fall savings on BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. Get up to a $100 Visa reward card or virtual account Visa card after online submission with qualifying purchase of 4 new select BF Goodrich Terrain family of tires. This offer good through December 9th. Hurry in today for full details. They offer a full line of tires, including BF Goodrich, at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The University of Nebraska at Lincoln has announced that they are working to repeat their Big Ten Conference blood drive competition that they say saves more lives than just sports. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say 4,000 donors gave blood to UNL's name just last year alone, that nearly doubled the next closest competitor within the Big 12. This year, however, the University of Wisconsin-Madison is leading Nebraska in the 2025 version with the blood drive, with Nebraska roughly behind by 100 donors. With the victory last year, University of Nebraska-Lincoln won $1 million in the inaugural competition for students and community health, as the school is seeking the prize this year again. According to health officials, they say with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, they say that there was a shortage of blood supply, as the American Red Cross had declared an emergency blood shortage in 2024. The winner of the annual blood drive competition information will be announced at the Big Ten Football Championship football game that is set for December 6th in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Get ready for a night to remember. The Good Old Boys Reunion. Good old boys, we're home. Starring Mo Bandy, Joe Stampley, and Johnny Lee. Live and in concert at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Hotel. Friday, January 23rd. Get your tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club. Online at sevenclans.com. By phone, 866-966-1777. The Good Old Boys Reunion. Come to Seven Clans First Council Casino in Newkirk.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
A new initiative is helping North Central Kansas communities take unused properties from demo to dirt and ultimately to new opportunities. The Demo to Dirt program, led by the North Central Regional Planning Commission, is designed to remove unsafe or dilapidated structures and make way for revitalization. Keegan Bailey, the guest on this past weekend's Public Affairs, talks about the kind of impact she hopes to see from this effort.
I'd love just to see the positive ripple effect that occurs. So usually when you start to see a dilapidated structure be taken down, we see the house next to it maybe go in and repaint. We see just that regional development and momentum, and that's where we call it the positive ripple effect occur.
Keegan says the program isn't just about tearing things down. It's about building momentum and giving local leaders tools to make visible changes.
Ultimately, by engaging proactively, residents and community leaders, you know, they're able to help ensure that our program and any program like it can make the most difference. In order to help increase our region to where we can be the best region in the state, it's going to take all of us to continue to revitalize and be willing to partner and help each other accomplish just that of being the best region in the state.
Support from the community is an important piece of the puzzle. Keegan says involvement from local leaders, city councils, and residents is what helps the program succeed.
Property owners that want to apply, they can just go to our website and get on that application and start applying. If it's a local property owner and they know of a residential structure that may need taken down, sometimes encouraging that neighbor or other community member of and making them aware of that of the program is available is great to go ahead and pass on to them. Community leaders and local government officials, they've all been fabulous from the get-go when it came to putting out the information, talking about it in council or commission meetings, letting property owners that they did know were available, and then, of course, coordinating and including that local match dollars, that $500 into the program. Local contractors, if they're aware of it, they can pass it on to individuals or even be prepared to provide knowledge of how much it's going to cost for them to, potentially demolish a single one-story structure versus a garage. And then local financial institution partners, that's a great way for them to also look at, contributing knowledge on how they can maybe take it down if they don't have additional funds. Maybe there's a short-term loan that's available for them to use or, similar.
The program is currently accepting projects across North Central Kansas, and Keegan hopes to see it continue to grow.
The program is not income-based. A lot of other programs that are out there have a income base on there in order to qualify. This one does not have it. However, if the income does go above our adjusted gross income guideline that is on there listed by family size, then we are required to issue a 1099 miscellaneous income form. It's on a first-come, first-served basis. The funding is limited by the county. And then, of course, our organization will take a look at the project, make sure that it meets guidelines if there's something else that's within there.
For more information about the Demo to Dirt program, visit ncrpc.org.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy skies throughout the day on Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then some rain showers throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 50s. Rain showers are possible throughout the day on Friday, cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 60s. Some rain showers are possible on a Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Mostly sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. And staying clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and upper 30s. More sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy skies throughout the day on Monday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And mostly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Then staying partly sunny throughout Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November 52, record high on this date 75, the average low 28, and the record low 8 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:17, sunset this evening at 5:09.
How do you keep insects out of your pantry foods? The vast majority come from one source. We'll tell you where on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 19th, the 323rd day of the year. Actresses Meg Ryan and Jodie Foster share a birthday today, and Abraham Lincoln delivered his Gettysburg Address on this day in 1863. It's about this time of year that many homeowners discover the emergence of pantry pests, little moths or beetles that infest grain and cereals. Where do they come from? Well, most of the time they originate in pet food or bird seed we carry indoors. The insect eggs mature in the warm indoor environment and spread into our pantry foods. Flour or grains infested with insects are best disposed of, but bird seed or pet food can be salvaged by freezing before the eggs have matured. You can prevent most problems by storing your food in airtight plastic or metal containers. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Before long, Christmas will be here. Have you started your gift buying? This holiday season, there's no better place to celebrate and shop than Marysville. Through November, discover unique gifts, festive decor, and friendly hometown service from the shops that make our community shine. More than shopping, Marysville has a jam-packed December upcoming with festivities, Christmas lights, and family-friendly events you won't want to miss. Visit the new Marysville website at onemarysville.com and make plans for the holiday season. This holiday season, shop small, shop local, shop Marysville, and make onemarysville.com the best spot to stay up to date with everything happening in Marysville.
Stacy Latta is your Farmers Insurance agent in Marysville. Get a quote today for auto, home, business, life, and renter's insurance through the Farmers Insurance Group. Give Stacy Latta a call or stop by her office in Marysville at 712 Broadway today. Visit MSC Boutique and Simple Pleasures and Treasures on the Kester Block downtown. Fall wardrobe essentials for women. Shop jeans, accessories, layers, dresses, long sleeve tops, sweaters, and more. Tanning, hair, and nail services are available at Simple Pleasures and Treasures. Make an appointment today. MSC Boutique and Simple Pleasures and Treasures on the Kester Block in downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Jayhawks ended up falling to the number 5 Duke Blue Devils last night, putting the Jayhawks at a 3-2 overall record. Duke now is still undefeated at 5-0. Overall, the Jayhawks went 26-for-60 in field goal attempts at 43% and 4-21 with three-pointers. Free throws, they even struggled at 10-14. Big scores of the night included Trey White having 22 points on the board after 35 minutes of play with 9 rebounds and 4 assists. Florey Badunga had 14 points with 29 minutes of play, and Melvin Council Jr. with 15 points for the night. The Jayhawks are back at it on Monday next week, where they are on the road taking on Notre Dame. They have recently moved up that 1 point from the AP national polls at currently sitting at 24. In Wildcat basketball, they're back in action tomorrow night on Thursday with a tip-off at 8:30 for a late game. They're still at home taking on Mississippi State after their win over Tulsa on Monday this week by 1 point, 84-83. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Fold into savings at Midwest Kia, where the deals are stacking up like autumn leaves. Right now, get 0% APR on select new 2025 Kia models, plus up to $1,000 in bonus cash with Kia Motors Finance. Rake in even more savings with exclusive dealer discounts from Midwest Kia, with up to 4% off MSRP. And yes, that can be combined with the national incentives. With qualified trade, get up to $1,000 additional dealer discount off MSRP. That's 0% financing, bonus cash, dealer discounts, and a $1,000 trade-in bonus, all on top of Kia's legendary value and 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. But hurry, these deals end November 30th. Visit MidwestKia.com or stop by today for a better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Example stock number K13443, 2025 Sorento, MSRP 40185. 4% dealer discount of $1,607. 0% APR up to 48 months with $1,000 bonus cash with approved credit through Kia Motors Finance. $21 per month per $1,000 financed. Trade assist is a dealer discount available with qualifying trade in 2018 or newer under 100,000 miles. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
The Kansas Jayhawk women's volleyball team is getting ready for the end of their regular season in just a couple matches from now. However, they have dominated for the majority of the season, sitting right now in 20-8 for their overall record and 11-3 in conference play. As according to volleyball senior Ryan White, she says that the resilience has been strong for the team, and they look forward to going into the end of the regular season.
Something that I constantly tell our team when we're in those tight moments, like I think we're down by 4 or 5 at one point, is tough moments don't last, but tough people do. Like, we say that a lot. It's like, how tough can we be where, like, even when there's 5 points down, 6 points down, or like the game's close, or they have game point, like, how tough can you be to just keep pushing forward? And again, just, we lost our comfort a little bit there, so can we get back to it? Can we get back to, like, putting the pressure on them?
That audio from KSNT News, were in their last match that they had. She had 14 digs and 4 assists with 1 service ace. Their next match is coming up on Friday at the end of this week against BYU, followed by Wednesday next week against the Iowa State Cyclones. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Likely what will amount to the 8-man Division II state championship, it's Sub-State Friday, as Hanover entertains Axtell, a rematch of the Wildcats and the Eagles. 7 o'clock kickoff, live on KNDY-FM 95.5, streaming on our website, KNDYradio.com, always available on our free mobile app. Catch the coaches' comments with Matt Hoyer and Eric Detweiler following the evening sports at around 5:20. Then the K-Preps pregame show airs in the 6 o'clock hour. Our pregame coverage at 6:30 with Max Blasky live at 7. Axtell at Hanover live Friday on KNDY-FM 95.5.
Welcome family and guests with a basket or container of dried materials collected from your landscape and placed at your front entrance. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Scour your landscape for trees and shrubs with colorful berries. Collect a few flowering stems of ornamental grasses, dried flowers, and some gourds or small pumpkins. Anything that looks good in the garden will add to your arrangement's beauty. Add some interesting twists to the arrangement with corkscrew willow, Harry Lauder's walking stick, or grapevines. Wire the stems together and onto a wire basket. You could incorporate the basket into the design or hide it from view. Or secure your arrangement in pots and baskets that drain. You may need to place a few rocks in the bottom as a counterweight. Use chicken wire at the bottom and crisscrossed wires over the top of the container to form a secure base for the arrangement. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It takes a lot of work to keep up roads and highways. In a moment, I'll take you to a place where it all began. A one-block street that was the first of its kind, and it's still carrying traffic today. It's this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the town of Bell Fountain, Ohio, you'll find a small street with a big claim to fame.
We actually have the oldest concrete street in America, Court Avenue, just right on the south side of the courthouse. It was completed in 1893 by a man named George Bartholomew.
Todd McCormick is director of the Logan County History Center in Bell Fountain, Ohio. He says Bartholomew thought concrete would be an excellent surface for roads, and he was looking for a town willing to try it.
He actually made a deal with Logan County officials and city officials in Bell Fountain that he would do a test section on Main Street. And if that held up to horse and buggies, this is back in the early 1890s, then they would hire and pave the other streets around the courthouse.
People often ask why this small town in Ohio was the very first to get a concrete street.
We had marl pits. Marl is a type of rock that was formed from old fish bones and seashells. This used to be a low-lying ocean. And when marl's crushed up and used with some other ingredients, it can make a really good concrete.
Bartholomew's idea of concrete streets was taken to the World's Fair in Chicago in 1893, where it won awards and interest from others.
Well, especially after the World's Fair, we had people from all over the country and even the world coming here to look at the street, look at Court Avenue, and talk to Bartholomew. I mean, obviously, before that, streets were usually made out, you know, just dirt, and some days that's okay, but rainy days, it makes it tough to travel.
And that original concrete recipe, if you will, has stood the test of time.
Not only would it hold up horse and buggies, but also automobile. In fact, you know, we're well over 100 years ago, and about 60% of Court Avenue is still the original concrete.
And one other street here, McKinley Street, has its own claim to fame. It's the shortest street in America at just 15 feet long. Both streets still bring folks to town to see them today. Traveling the countryside in Bell Fountain, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
With a sore back doesn't want to do much. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. An equine chiropractor may be what your horse needs to get its spine and life back in line as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A horse that's not behaving well, showing some lameness, or hating you in the saddle might benefit from a visit by a chiropractor. Even four-legged creatures can throw their backs out of whack sometimes. Dr. Rebecca Funk is a clinical assistant professor at the Virginia Maryland College of Veterinary Medicine. She says equine chiropractors can treat a wide variety of conditions, but back pain is the most common ailment in horses.
There's a lot of reasons horses get back pain, some stemming from the saddle, some stemming from their conformation. In some instances, chiropractic adjustments can address that back pain and fix it. Sometimes those horses need continued chiropractic care depending on their individual situation. In some horses, you have to add other things in, other pain management modalities, or even anti-inflammatories to help control some of the inflammation.
An equine chiropractor will observe the horse as it's standing still to look for abnormalities in posture, do a gait analysis, and do some motion evaluations.
So what they do is move all those joints through their range of motion and test them. And when they find a joint that's not moving very well, they'll treat that joint. And so your exam includes motion of the joints. It includes palpation of the muscles and looking at the symmetry of the horse, as well as moving, how well the horse moves, if they have indications of stiffness or pain while they're moving.
Humans lie on a special table for a chiropractic adjustment, but that would be difficult for a horse. Funk says instead, doctors stand on a big box called a chiropractic bale. It makes them taller so they can make downward adjustments on the horse's back. Learn more about equine chiropractic care and find a certified practitioner in your area at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
When it comes to building wealth, quick gains rarely last. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. Proverbs 21:5 in the Living Bible translation says, "Steady plodding brings prosperity. Hasty speculation brings poverty." That's the picture of wise investing. Real wealth is not built overnight. It grows little by little through patience and consistency. Consider this. If you invest just $100 a month from age 25, earning an 8% return, by retirement, you'd have more than $300,000 at age 65. That's the power of compound growth. Small, faithful steps over time. Investing isn't about chasing trends. It's about steady discipline rooted in trust that God is the ultimate provider. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance from your app store.
KNDY.
A New Jersey-based crop performance and nutrition company is expanding westward in a big way. Up next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Performance nutrition is branching out. General Manager John Flynn says the previous focus was more on markets in the eastern U.S.
We are now moving into the Midwest and actually into the California ag markets as well, hiring new reps, bringing out new products, and looking for a very exciting 2026 kickoff.
Flynn says the company has also ramped up data collection to support their products.
We realized that we need to have field-driven data so that we could put some parameters on our products and understand exactly what the growers are looking for and what we could provide.
Performance Nutrition became part of California-based Value Door Products last year, and Flynn says they have spurred the expansion.
I think our dedication to continually be innovative basically remains our focus. Our agronomic specialists, product development experts, whether it's talking about nutrient uptake or improving soil health or increasing crop resilience, we've always been known more as a technology company, and we're looking to deliver a good, honest approach to results for growers.
You can learn more at pnfertilizers.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. The latest weekly crop update for the state of Kansas, covering the week ending on November 16th, shows that field work conditions are favorable. Farmers had an average of 6.9 days suitable for work, which has allowed continued harvest operations and field activities. Soil moisture levels are generally solid. Topsoil moisture was rated as 6% very short, 24% short, 67% adequate, and 3% surplus, while subsoil moisture was 7% very short, 21% short, 70% adequate, and 2% surplus. These figures indicate most fields have sufficient moisture as they move into the late fall season. Turning to crop specifics, the winter wheat crop is in generally good shape. 4% of the crop was rated very poor, 6% poor, 34% fair, 48% good, and 8% excellent. Planting is almost complete at 95% done, which lags slightly behind last year's 99% and the five-year average of 98%. Emergence is also at 85%, a little behind last year's 90%, but very close to the average of 86%. Harvest progress for other crops show corn is 92% harvested. Soybeans have reached 91% completion compared with 98% last year and 94% on average. Sorghum harvest stands at 77%, trailing last year's 92% and the average of 91%. Cotton is only 30% harvested this year, well behind last year's 66% and the five-year average of 59%. Sunflowers are at 74% harvested, also below last year's 92% and the average of 90%. In addition, pasture and range conditions are stable as fall progresses. 5% very poor, 9% poor, 31% fair, 49% good, and 6% excellent. This suggests most grazing lands remain in healthy shape heading into winter. Overall, Kansas fields are in solid condition with favorable soil moisture and decent crop ratings. Harvest is advancing, though for several crops, the pace is somewhat slower than last year and average. And as the season winds down, growers are still actively managing field work and monitoring crop progress.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
If you need a farm worker that's as strong as an ox, why not get an ox? Oxen can do just about anything that a tractor can do on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you want a soybean season that's a cut above the rest, you need the iconic front-to-back coverage of Authority Brand Herbicides plus Anthem Max Herbicide. Use Authority Brand Herbicides for clean fields in the front and for big yields in the back. Apply Anthem Max Herbicide 21 to 28 days after emergence for outrageous protection that really stands out. Visit ag.fmc.com or talk to your retailer about Authority Brand Herbicides and Anthem Max Herbicide to get iconic front-to-back coverage. Always read and follow all label directions.
Hey, Jim.
Bob.
Quite a season, huh?
Yeah, there was a lot stacked against us, but that's where having a solid plan and, you know, data-driven insights instead of just guessing really made the difference.
Yeah. Yep.
Looked at soil types and other research to make sure every acre had the right seed to maximize ROI potential.
That's great. But I was referring to the Greyhounds being undefeated.
Oh.
Cropland Seed. Anything but typical.
Oxen have been the beasts of burden for centuries. Their ability to work the land and plod their way across the countryside helped build our nation. Despite all the machinery and technology we have today, there are those who still choose to work their farms with oxen. Rob Collins is an instructor with the Midwest Ox Drovers Association. He says an ox is a steer that has been trained to pull equipment. Any breed of cattle can be trained as oxen, although traditionally they're made out of the dairy breeds.
In an animal you're going to handle daily, like a milk cow, you look for something that's going to be pretty easy to handle, less flighty. And those characteristics work really well when you're transferring it into a work animal. So the milking Devon and the milking Shorthorn have always historically been the most favored breeds. Holsteins make a really good ox. There's a lot of people that work Jerseys.
The animal should be alert and show intelligence. However, he says the more intelligent animals are sometimes harder to work with because they have some spirit. But when the work needs to be done, that spirit is advantageous, most of the time. Good oxen won't have an immediate flight response. Collins says, unlike horses, they'll think about it a while before they run off. Training oxen can take time and patience, especially if the animals are already several years old. He recommends someone starting out to get bottle calves.
Bottle calves are much easier. You can definitely make a lot of progress in even just a few weeks. The first team I ever trained, within 3 weeks, they would wear a yoke and pull a light load, and that was 3 weeks of birth. So you can start right in, and they're very quick learners.
Learn more about using oxen on the farm at agriculture.com.
NCK Crop Solutions is your dependable supplier for ag chemicals, branded and generic, at competitive prices. They've been serving North Central Kansas farmers since 2017, building trust the old-fashioned way by putting farmers first. Call Clayton at 785-632-7247 or visit at nckcropsolutions.com to start saving on your ag chemicals today. Same day or next day delivery is available with NCK Crop Solutions.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. As temperatures cool down for winter, the winter grain mite starts to feed on grain crops across the state. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth explains the environmental conditions that lead to these seasonal sightings.
The problem with the winter grain mite is, as the name implies, they are out and about during the winter or during the fall and the spring as it's almost winter. As the name implies, they like cool weather. So they're very small. They're in the soil. They spend the summer, early fall as eggs in the soil. The eggs start hatching in late September, October, November, once the weather starts to cool down. It's a little different every year. That's why it's kind of hard to pin down. But they start feeding as soon as they hatch out. That's why we always say it's one of the pests we try and talk people into planting a little later to avoid, because if your wheat's there and you have a good growing stand, the winter grain mites find it a good place to feast.
Whitworth details the feeding pattern of this insect.
They come out and they start feeding immediately once they hatch from the eggs. They start individually affecting cells of the plants. Generally, you know what, if we have good weather, good growing conditions, the mites don't bother the plants. But in this year so far, and looking down the road a few days, it doesn't look like we're going to have a lot of more moisture. So we're going to see more and more effects of winter grain mite feeding. They generally are more destructive in continuous wheat.
He describes the mite's characteristics and habitat.
The winter grain mite, they're a dark colored body, green, dark blue, black, whatever. They have reddish legs, a red spot on their back. So they're very distinctive, but they're really small. You can see them with the unaided eye, but they're really small. They'll feed mainly at night or on cloudy days. Remember, they're called winter grain mites because they like cool weather. And the temperatures, you know, if we're having getting into the 70s, they'll stop feeding. They'll be down in the soil. They'll be under the leaves, or they'll be someplace in the cool part of the field, and then they'll actively feed at night.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth on what to know about winter grain mites. Learn more at www.entomology.ksu.edu. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals. Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up to the minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Wednesday, as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day, we are still seeing mostly red numbers across the board in the grains market, and that's where they've been at throughout much of the trade day today. For the seeds market, a similar story, but those numbers are climbing deeper into the red as the day goes on. And for the livestock, the cattle continue to be deep in the red, but the hogs are in the green. In the corn market, December corn down 7.75 at 429 even, March down 8.25 at 441 even. Kansas City wheat for December down 11.25 at 515 even. March also down 11.25 at 531.75. In the oats market, December oats up 1.75 at 311 even. March down 5.25 at 312 even. In the bean market, January beans down 16.5 at 1137 even. March down 15 cents at 1145.25. Soybean meal for December down 610 at 320.90. January down 520 at 323.20. Soybean oil for December down $1.24 at 50.93. January down $1.26 at 51.24. In the cotton market, December cotton down 21 cents at 62.36. March down 43 cents at 63.96. Taking our first look at the currencies market in today's trade day, the U.S. dollar index for December up 57 cents at $100.02. March is up 60 cents at 99.70. The euro for December slightly in the red, down to $1.15. And March is also slightly in the red at $1.16. The Japanese yen for December slightly down at 63 cents. March is also slightly down at 64 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and the S&P 500 ticks higher as Wall Street awaits NVIDIA earnings. The Dow Jones is still in the red, down 14 points at 46,076. The S&P 500 up 11 points at 6,629. And the NASDAQ is up 44 points at 22,477. We'll see how the markets finish up in the final hour of the trade day. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's cold outside, but spring mowing season will be here soon. Now is the time to get your mower to maximum outdoor equipment and service for the Kawasaki Engine's Winter Service Special. Save 25% off winter service labor or free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius now through December. Avoid the spring service crunch and save money with the Kawasaki Engine's Winter Service Special. South of 21st and Andover Road or West location, south of Kellogg on West Street, or visit Maximum Outdoor.
Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a retirement farm machinery auction for Gilbert and Deb Schmitz. Saturday, November 22nd, sale begins 11 a.m. northeast of Baileyville. Tractors and combines include an Alice 7045 diesel with cab, Alice 7045 with cab,
Oliver 1850 Diesel Open Station, Minneapolis Moline G550 Gas Open Station, a 1983 John Deere 7720 Combine, John Deere 220 20-foot header, 73 John Deere 7700 Diesel Combine with Cab, John Deere 920 20-foot Flex Head, 79 White Farm Equipment Harvest Boss Combine. Trucks, pickups, and a trailer include a 76 Chevy C65 grain truck, 71 Ford L600 grain truck, 2004 GMC 2500 HD 4x4, 2002 Chevy 2500 HD 4x4, an 18-foot Titan gooseneck trailer, plus livestock equipment, tools, collectibles, and miscellaneous. Buildings to be moved by the buyer include a 56x40x14 pole shed, three-side, 52x40-foot three-side pole shed, plus other miscellaneous. This retirement farm machinery auction will be Saturday, November 22nd, beginning 11 a.m. from the east edge of Baileyville on U.S. 36 on the County Blacktop D Road, then 7 miles north to 208th Road and a half mile east. Full sale bill online at KleinRealtyAndAuction.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After four consecutive losing sessions, the S&P headed into the midday today 0.3% higher, pulled up by rising shares in Alphabet. The Nasdaq this morning had gained 0.6%, but the Dow was off 105 points and back below 46,000. Target's third quarter profit tumbled as the retailer struggles to lure shoppers pressed by stubbornly high inflation. Investors have punished Target stock recently, sending it down 43% over the past year. The next time the federal government shuts down, air traffic controllers should be paid. That's what a trade group representing major airlines will tell a Senate committee after air traffic had to be slowed during the just-ended shutdown. And changes could be coming to your local Panera Bread. The sandwich chain is planning a multi-million-dollar overhaul for its locations and its menu. One change already promised by the CEO, less iceberg lettuce in its salads. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Order your Thanksgiving turkey from Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville. 14 to 16 pound, fully smoked, only $50 with a variety of sides available.